On my bookshelf at home, I have about 30 business and self-help books that are half read. I bought all of them on a whim because something in each of them piqued my interest. But as I got halfway into the books, I found that my interest started to fade. I didn't have the desire to finish them because they weren't really helping me. And it's not that these books weren't valuable, it's just that at that particular time in my life, they weren't valuable to me. And this is because I only had a passing interest in the topic of the book, not a focused desire to learn. Now, in contrast, over the past 5 years, I've been very focused on becoming a professional keynote speaker. In that time, I've learned an incredible amount that has helped me get started speaking, getting paid, and speaking to audiences around the world. I've read maybe 20 books on the topic, as well as being mentored by some of the best speakers in the world. And not once have I lost interest or not wanted to learn more about speaking. What I realize is that the narrow focus of wanting to be a professional speaker has helped me gather the knowledge that I need and then to practice it. Instead of having a general interest in public speaking, I'm focused on how to use that skill. I think this is an important distinction, especially in today's overstimulated world. It's easy to half read a lot of books, open too many tabs on our computers, or listen to people who can't really help us. What solves this time waster is a narrow focus. If you spend 5 years just focused on building one skill or achieving one goal, you'll find all the knowledge that you need. And it will all be useful to you, and you won't grow bored of learning about it. All it really takes is knowing what you want, and then saying no to other interesting or exciting distractions that can become a part of your life. It's easy to be half interested in a lot of things, but it's actually unsatisfying compared to a narrow, clear focus. Thanks for listening.